Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead.
Thanks for having me here today.
Nice to have you here. And today we're going to talk about this little problem called healthcare. You know, I guess the first thing to start off with is, what is your sense when you're talking to legislators from Congress as well as our local legislators? What are you hearing?
Well, I think everyone can agree to the simple notion that the healthcare system we currently have right now is not sustainable. You know, we've seen numbers double, triple, quadruple over the last 10 years, and everyone feels that, not just even from a government standpoint, but households all across Minnesota know that. You know, it's one thing to know it, and then it's another thing to do, create some sort of action to try to fix it. And I think that's the world we're in right now. You know, there's been a lot of attention drawn to these town hall meetings and a lot of discussion that's going on across our state and across our country in regards to healthcare. And as a political junkie and a historian, this is democracy in action, and it's a good thing. You know, yeah, it's uncomfortable at times to hear people raise their voice and show passion, but what we have, I think, is a healthcare system that's broke, and we have people that are very concerned at the solutions that are centered around those things. And I think, you know, with that being said, we can only hope that the American ingenuity, entrepreneurship, innovators, you know, all of those skills that we have as Americans can come to play here and fix this thing.
Well, there certainly has been a sense. I mean, you know, if you kind of take the rancor out of the mix and listen to what's really being said, one of the big oppositions to the Obamacare plan is the fact that you are now putting the government in control of people's health care. And for some people, that is just absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, you know, that's a fundamental, I guess, a core fundamental belief of a lot of people that, you know, government doesn't know what they're doing, so don't let them be in charge of my health care. You know, I think that we have to restore a little bit of faith into our democracy, into our government, into our, you know, systems that we have in place. You know, whether we like it or not, government is going to be a part of the solution one way or another. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a government-run, you know, takeover of healthcare, but it definitely government has to be a part of the solution when it comes to reforms, regulations, transparencies, and cost. You know, really, when you talk about the problems in healthcare, until the cost issue is addressed, you don't fix anything.
Right.
So government has to be a part of that discussion, whether it's through regulations, whether it's through less regulations, more regulations, pricing disparities, regional disparities, you name it. But the cost issue has to be addressed. And then how, you know, the private industry can respond to that is yet to be seen.
Well, you're absolutely right that somehow or another, the healthcare industry is going to have to respond in a way that's going to make it affordable for people to access health care. And this is certainly a big enough topic that this is part one of a two-part series. We'll continue this discussion next week with Brad Finstead, my guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. Thanks, Brad, for joining us today.
Thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. We'll catch you next week.